Hey girl, welcome back to the Say Grace podcast. I'm registered dietitian and weight loss expert, Constance Shelby. I've helped thousands of women eat the foods they love while losing weight. I'm here to talk all things weight loss and women because you know it's never just about the food. So whether you're praying before a healthy home-cooked meal or driving the struggle bus right on through that drive-thru, sit with me and let's say grace. If you are interested in realistically losing weight so that it actually lasts in 2024, we have the perfect course for you. In our 5 Steps to Realistic Weight Loss course, you will get a video and materials from me every day for 5 days with your detailed guide to achieving realistic weight loss for yourself next year. Not only do I lay out exactly what you need to do, but I also provide recipes, food prep ideas, meal planning tips, and more to make your weight loss feel as easy as possible. You will head into 2024 confident and ready with your plan to lose. Get your 5 Steps to Realistic Weight Loss course for just $10 on our website now at www.perfectfitnutrition.com. As we're looking toward 2024 and making plans for ourselves in the new year, I see weight loss as a common goal among so many women. On today's episode, I want to share with you some signs that maybe your weight loss will not last so that you can be sure to make the best choices when trying to lose weight this year. Let's get into it. Hey y'all, okay, so yeah, it is time. Everyone is already thinking ahead to how they're gonna start, you know, new year, new me, get better. And I love that. Like, I love looking towards a new year, making plans, having, you know, realistic goals, kind of being honest with yourself and taking into account, you know, what were your goals for this past year and how did that work out for you and how can you tweak in, again, in a realistic way so that your weight loss or your goals will actually be achieved. And so I believe that it is my duty as your, you know, trusted dietitian for grace and for realistic weight loss, you know, weight loss even in the overwhelm of life. I believe it's my duty to kind of call down some of these things that are heavily pushed in specifically in the new year around weight loss. And so we're going to talk about it. There are 5 signs that we're going to talk through that are signs that your weight loss will not last. Now, am I saying it's signs that you won't lose weight? No way, baby, because you probably will. But when I say it will not last, these are usually things that you're not going to be able to stick to. And so you're going to resort back to your old ways and your old habits. And so you're going to regain that weight, right? So that's not what we want. And if it's you in the past, then you'll know, you'll be tracking right along with me. If you've done some of these things before, and then if you have not done some of these things before, then you are on the right path to, you know, really looking forward to weight loss that will last. So the first one is going to be, if you are or have done a weight loss program, or, you know, you're looking towards your weight loss, and you, in setting goals and in anything in life, really, you feel like you're always striving towards a goal, but you've never actually reached it. Okay, so you said, like, I wanna lose 50 pounds, or I wanna, you know, work out every day of the year this year. Or, you know, these are the types of things that you say, but you never actually reach it. You never actually get there. Okay, this is a sign that you are overshooting your shot. You are overthinking, over, you know, committing yourself, thinking, and it comes out of like a place of desperation, or a place of, you know, you're really motivated in the moment, but you're not taking reality into account, you know? And so this is something to really think about with your weight loss. Like, are you starting the year saying, I'm gonna, you know, lose 100 pounds this year, and you may not really actually have 100 pounds to lose? Like, I mean, people have lost, you know, we've had ladies in our group lose 100 pounds, right? But But you've got to actually have that to lose. You've got to actually be able to have that time to commit to it for the whole year. What's wrong with 100 pounds in 2 years or 3 years? You know, you're still losing weight. And so the most common thing that I see with this one is you just overshoot the goal. Instead of saying, I'm going to work hard and try to lose, you know, 20 pounds in the next 6 months, you say 100 pounds in a year. So then when you start in the first week, you've only lost 1 pound. You're like, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to do this. I may as well give up. Okay. But when you, the first week you try and you lose that 1 pound in the first week, well, you're like, oh my gosh, if I keep this up, I'm going to lose 20 pounds by 6 months. Okay. So that really starts with just having the right goal. Okay. So that's the first sign that your weight loss won't last is if you feel like you're always, you know, making goals, but never actually meeting them, maybe reassess those goals that you're making, right? Okay. So your next sign that your weight loss goals will not last is you feel like you're always balancing rules. Like when you try to lose weight, it comes with a list a mile long of rules that go with weight loss, right? This is one thing that I'm constantly trying to teach our women, that weight loss should not mean like back in school, you know, having to, you know, check off all the check boxes and do all the homework and do all that. It should not feel like torture. You know, you should not be trying to punish yourself for gaining the weight by now being so brutal to yourself when you're trying to lose the weight. Okay. So things that are like, you know, I got to work out on this, and this day, and I got to only eat this on this day, and I got to fast on this day, and I got to stop the carbs on this day, like a bunch of rules that you're committing to balancing, are likely not ones that you're going to stick to, especially if you have a life that's already very demanding, right? And so if you feel like, you know, you're constantly having to balance rules to lose weight and, you know, you've just got to get better at that and then you'll lose the weight, it is probably a sign that your weight loss efforts and your weight loss in general will likely not last. The next one is you feel like when you are trying to lose weight, you are constantly choosing between losing the weight, you know, fitting into those pants, you know, loving your body more, or happiness in the day-to-day of life. You feel like I can't do both. Like I'm either able to go out to eat with my family and enjoy it, or I'm going to lose weight, and that means I have to stay home and skip out on that, okay? This is a really strong sign that you will not continue or maintain weight loss, okay? Because choosing between happiness and losing weight, y'all, the happiness, I hope, would always win, okay? And eventually, maybe not the first time, the second time, the third time, but eventually you're going to get sick of bringing, you know, your own food to the family gatherings or having to choose whether to go to Mexican with your coworkers or stay at the office and eat the salad you packed. Like, these are things that suck. Like, you want to be able to enjoy your day-to-day life while you're losing weight. So if you feel like you can't do both, that's a sign that your weight loss is not going to last, okay? Next, you really think that there's like one magic something, you know, one food or one supplement or something that is going to change your life or your weight loss, okay? And you're just on a search for that. Like, is it the powdered greens? Is it, you know, the teas? Is it the, there's just this one thing that's got to make the world of difference for me that will help me to lose this weight. And then you go all in on that. You know, if that is your MO, then I am telling you, if you continue to think that way and act that way, your weight loss will not last. I do not care if you think you found the one superfood of 2024. If you are not balancing it with other things and a healthy lifestyle, it's not going to last. Okay. And so, you know, if you feel like you just haven't found that magic bullet yet, then even if you do find it, you're probably not going to stick with the weight loss plan that you've got going on. All right. And then the last one is a mindset of, okay, once I get all this weight off, then I can go back to normal. Okay. This is the one that I probably see. I don't know. I see a couple of these pretty often, but this one is a pretty strong one that I see regularly. And it is just this mindset of, okay, I'm going to buckle down. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to lose this weight. And then when you do, you say, oh, I've done it. Like, I'm going to treat myself now. I'm going to go back to normal. I'm going to, and it's not, sometimes it's not even conscious. Sometimes it's just like you slide back into having that nightly dessert and you slide back into, you know, having fried chicken instead of grilled chicken. It can be little changes back to what was considered normal for you. But because you were using those strategies of no dessert and grilled chicken for your weight loss, you almost feel like, oh, I deserve this. So you get a little extra fried chicken, or you have a little extra ice cream, or you treat yourself because you've been deprived of those specific foods for so long. And then what happens? The weight gain comes back, okay? So we should never be like looking at food or looking at a weight loss plan as, once I do this for so long, then I can go back to normal, because you're teaching yourself that what you're doing right now is suffering. And then you're teaching yourself that, you know, you can reward yourself when you're done suffering. And then what happens? You don't want to go back to suffering. Even when you start to see those pounds come back on the scale, you're like, I cannot eat another bland, dry grilled chicken patty ever again. And I don't want to give up Blue Bell. I just bought two things because it was on sale. Right? And so if you've got this mindset of like a stop date, when all this happens, then I'm gonna, you know, go back to XYZ. That is not a lasting and realistic approach to weight loss. You should feel like you can have the fried chicken even when you're in the midst of losing weight. You can have your dessert at night even when you're trying to get those last few pounds off, okay? It should not feel like you have to go without all of your favorite things just because you're trying to reach a goal, and then you'll go back to normal, right? So just a few things on this shorty episode today, okay? Some signs to look for in your mindset, you know? Don't be calling your friends out, okay? You can gently send them this podcast if you want to, but don't be calling your friends out on these. These are simply things to just kind of pay attention to for yourself, because I know as we walk into the new year, we do start to feel a little more desperation, okay? Our pants are a little tighter from all of the deliciousness that we've had over the holidays, and so that can come with like a really desperate and abrupt approach to trying to lose the weight as fast as we can. And so with that comes some of these signs that I just mentioned. And so this is me calling it out before it happens to really encourage you to take a more realistic, more honest, more, you know, slow and steady wins the weight race approach to weight loss this year, so that you will not be back here next year trying to find, you know, the next quick fix supplement or the next, you know, hardcore rule that you can follow, right? You will then know, like, okay, slow and steady. I can have it all as long as I am, you know, in the right mindset. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope you enjoyed this shorty episode. Until next time, y'all say grace during these holidays. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Say Grace Podcast. If you enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you left me a 5-star review. Also, make sure to follow the show so you don't miss another episode. Plus, if you're interested in learning more about losing weight and eating the food you love, make sure to subscribe to my email list by going to perfectfitnutrition.com. See ya!